As we said, this Tuesday saw the 62nd anniversary of VE Day, which marked the end of World War II in Europe. Harold Yeglin, a US GI at the time, was then part of the 97th Infantry Division, which had secured parts of Czechoslovakia. His company was in the west of the country when the war in Europe ended on May the 8th. As a result of his wartime experience, he has continued to follow events in the Czech Republic since. This week, the World War II veteran spoke to Jan Wellinger from his home in the United States, describing his division's role.
The division was first supposed to go to the Pacific, and then in December of 1944, the Battle of the Bulge, which the Germans counterattacked and created a serious problem in Europe with the Allied forces, and our mission was suddenly scrubbed, so we were not sent to the Pacific, instead went to the European theater. We just had a job to do, and we had no idea where we were going. Eventually, we were sent up to the front lines, which was then near the Rhine River. The Ruhr was had been surrounded by the Allied troops, the American Army. It surrounded a huge area, which, and in that area were several hundred thousand German troops trapped, so they couldn't get out, and it was, that pocket was slowly closed. From there, the 97th was then transferred to near the Czech-German border. We were on the German side of the border until very early in May, and went across the border almost straight into Marianske Lazne, Marienbad, and a day later the war ended. That was my particular outfit.
Now, when you entered Czechoslovakia, and it was close to the end of the war, did you see sporadic fighting there, or was fighting still fairly intense?
It was sporadic. The kind of defense that the Germans put up would be roadblocks. We'd run into those and have to deal with the roadblocks, or it was not a continuous kind of thing where we'd have to go into a city and or a village and clean out the village, that kind of hand house-to-house fighting. It wasn't that intense. But at the end, it was mainly fast movement and a lot of prisoners being taken. The Russians were coming from the east, and the Germans, by choice, would rather have surrendered to the Americans, if possible.
It was apparently one of the big regrets by General Patton that he couldn't press ahead.
That's to Prague. Right. I think from what I've read in Patton's memoirs, he wanted to go to the assistance of Prague, but very high command said no.
After VE Day, Harold Yeglin was one of many American soldiers who expected to eventually be redeployed to the Pacific to fight against Japan. In the end, he only served there during the first year of its occupation. He was discharged on May the 2nd, 1946. Regarding the Czech Republic, Mr. Yeglin returned several times in the 1990s when the American role in liberating parts of Czechoslovakia was finally properly acknowledged. He was part of a delegation that met with former President Václav Havel and, most importantly, met his second wife here. Harold Yeglin is in his early 80s today.